Our film critic John Powers has a review of American Beauty, starring Kevin Spacey. It's the first film by British theater director Sam Mendes.
At the beginning of Billy Wilder's Sunset Boulevard, we're greeted with the voice of a dead man who proceeds to tell the story of how he came to die. Something similar happens in American Beauty. But where Wilder's movie was about extraordinary things, pure Hollywood gothic, this hilariously wrenching portrait of a disgruntled family takes place in that bastion of normalcy, suburbia. Kevin Spacey stars as Lester Burnham, an ad man who feels he's lost something but doesn't know what it is. He can't stand his wife, Carolyn, played by Annette Bening, an uptight real estate agent who wants everything around her to be picture perfect. And he mourns his lost closeness to their teenage daughter, Jane, played by Thora Birch. She's become the romantic obsession of the boy next door, Ricky Fitz. That's Wes Bentley, a video-mad doper with the air of a handsome alien. In a desperate quest for rejuvenation, Lester starts ogling his daughter's tardy friend, Angela, played by Mina Suvari, who coyly leads him on. Soon he's pumping iron to get in shape for Angela, hoping she'll provide an escape from things like the snippy coldness of dinner with his wife and daughter.
Mom, do we always have to listen to this elevator music?
No. No, we don't. And as soon as you've prepared a nutritious yet savory meal that I'm about to eat, you can listen to whatever you like.
So, Janie, how was school?
It was okay.
Just okay?
No, Dad. It was spectacular.
Well, you want to know how things went at my job today? They've hired this efficiency expert, this really friendly guy named Brad. How perfect is that? And he's basically there to make it seem like they're justified in firing somebody because they couldn't just come right out and say that, could they? No, no, that would just be too honest. And so they've asked us, you couldn't possibly care less, could you?
Well, what do you expect? You can't all of a sudden be my best friend just because you had a bad day. I mean, hello. You've barely even spoken to me for months.
Oh, what? Your mother of the year? You treat her like an employee.
American Beauty is the first screenplay by Alan Ball, who worked on the TV shows Sybil and Grace Under Fire. And its opening hour is filled with the nasty, Wilder-esque humor you'd expect from a sitcom writer who can finally uncork his malice and libido. At first, Ball's characters seem like cartoons, the Martha Stewart wannabe, the Tract House Humbert Humbert, and so forth. But Ball's trick is to give them shading, to gradually transform them into flesh and blood. We feel the sadness pulsing beneath each of their habitual stances toward life, be it Lester's smart cracks, Carolyn's self-help mantras, or Ricky's zenned-out notion that there's an entire world behind the immediate surface of things. Though Ball fills his plot with wonderful twists, we don't really feel him stacking the deck until the powerful but slightly fishy climax, when the story is taken over by that obligatory American prop, a gun. It helps that American Beauty is wonderfully acted. We believe the gravely moving performances by Birch and Bentley, relative newcomers whose brooding intelligence as Jane and Ricky passes a harsh judgment on their run-amuck elders. If Bening is too broad, she's still very funny in a role that's only half misogynistic. And Spacey's work is brilliantly rich and kaleidoscopic, sniping at his wife, belting out a stoned chorus of American Woman, tiptoeing around young Angela like a love-struck teen. In the process, Lester goes from being the familiar Spacey figure, smirky and snide and a bit creepy-crawly, to a genuinely touching soul, a disillusioned man who rediscovers, perhaps too late, how to be a decent human being. The movie's a triumph for director Sam Mendes, best known here for bringing Cabaret and The Blue Room to Broadway. Mendes is a double outsider, both an Englishman and a newcomer to filmmaking, and his debut is astonishing for his ease with a new country and new medium. He neatly orchestrates the tricky shifts in tone, from stinging satire and chilling violence to breathless longing. As his camera glides over the treetops that line the Burnhams' neighborhood, Mendes makes us feel the many resonances of the film's title, not all of them ironic. At one point, Ricky shows Jane his favorite piece of video footage, a plastic bag caught in the wind, circling and leaping in a miraculous dance. It's an image of grace, a stolen moment in which the most prosaic of things provides a glimpse of the transcendent. You could say much of the same thing of this revelatory movie, which is suffused with absurdity, lost innocence, and a yearning for something more, a distinctively American kind of beauty.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.